Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hey, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN on a Monday. And we're at January 23rd of 2003. There's those darn threes again popping up. 2023, 23rd. What's going on here? But anyway, good to be with you on this day. And sometimes you're right about something and you're not happy about being right about something. And obviously, yesterday's football game is one of those things I would have preferred to have been wrong about in expecting pretty much what we saw. It was played out pretty much as I expected it to play out. And I think it was just, Joe Beamer talked about this a little bit. I heard Joe before I had to pop into the dentist for the biannual cleaning and examination at the Buffalo Dental Group, one of our sponsors, of course. But anyway, it was not a real good sign when the Bengals just had their way with the Bills on their first possession, just marched down the field and easily went up 7-0. Then the Bills do absolutely nothing on offense. Then the Bengals come down and again absolutely have their way with the Buffalo Bills. Wide open receiver in the end zone, 14-0 Bengals. And, you know, in some respects, I'm just thinking about this. I have to ask you the question, is it easier to take this loss than if the Bills had been competitive in the game but lost in the last 5 seconds again? This, to me, is easier to take for two reasons. Number one, and look, don't hate me for this. I'm entitled to my opinion as you are entitled to yours. I did not expect the Bills to beat the Bengals. This team clearly had some issues during the second half of the season that were issues that anybody with a film, with the ability to watch videotape and great football knowledge could easily have capitalized upon, and that is what the Bengals did. And the other thing, in addition to the Bills struggling against some really inferior teams of the National Football League, if you think about it, who is the Buffalo Bills' big acquisition last year? Who is the big acquisition last year? It was Von Miller. And why do we get Von Miller? The Buffalo Bills got Von Miller to push them past the hump. Who wasn't in the game yesterday? Von Miller, because of his knee injury. And frankly, I knew, and again, please don't hate me for this, but I knew that the Bills were not going to go to the Super Bowl, much less win a Super Bowl. The look on Von Miller's face as he was being carted off the field told me all I had to know. When Von Miller left the game with his injury, the look on his face, I knew at that moment the Bills are not going to the Super Bowl. They're not going to win the Super Bowl because the Bills themselves said, this is the guy who is going to put us over the hump. And I knew he was gone for the season. I knew he was not going to suit up for the Bills again. We didn't find that out officially until a few days later. But you didn't have to be a medical professional to understand the look on a guy's face when he knows that he is done. And he'd been there and done that before. So that was, to me anyway, the beginning of the end of the Buffalo Bills Super Bowl aspirations. And at the beginning of the season, when so many people were saying, oh, the Bills are the team of destiny, the Bills are going to be the people who, I mean, Pat McAfee, who can beat the Buffalo Bills? Well, we found out who can beat the Buffalo Bills and who almost beat the Buffalo Bills and how to do it. And, you know, McAfee, for as smart a guy as he is, he did say at one point, only the Buffalo Bills can beat the Buffalo Bills. And to some extent, he was right. But don't underplay the importance of the injuries that this team had to endure. This team had so many games lost by key players to injuries. It really, seriously, it's amazing. It is utterly amazing the adversity that they had to deal with all season long. The fact that they emerged with the regular season record they did should be a surprise. But they showed a lot of fight. They showed a lot of heart in the regular season in overcoming the flight to Detroit because of the snow. Not that a flight to Detroit is any big deal, but you basically negate any home field advantage you would have had at Highmark. Oh, and by the way, can we please put a dome on the new stadium they're going to build? Can we please put a dome? You know, I am so not convinced at people who say, oh, people coming through Buffalo. Yeah, well, guess what? That works both ways. And there's to have a stadium in Buffalo, New York, that does not have a dome on it makes absolutely no sense to me. Because in the future, let's say the Bills feel a competitive team again and they're playing a great opponent again, which typically happens when you get into the playoffs. Let's say you've got pretty much a 50-50 chance of winning a game. That weather can hurt your team as much as it can hurt the team coming in from outside. So why would you not want to give your team the best possible chances of winning? Anybody out there think the snow worked to the Bills' advantage yesterday? Where do they practice, by the way? Oh, they don't they practice inside. So please explain to me how snow and inclement weather works in the Buffalo Bills' favor. It doesn't work in the Buffalo Bills' favor. Now, might it have changed the outcome of yesterday's game? You know, there was a pass where Josh Allen overthrew Stephon Diggs early in the game. Now, maybe if Stephon had better footing on the field, maybe he would have been where the ball was. And maybe the game is a different result. Maybe momentum swings into the Bills' favor. And another thing, too, is, what was embarrassing about this was, I think it was an embarrassing loss. Because you were on your home field. All of the talk about the Bills Mafia and the 12th man, and it sounded like the game, especially toward the end, was being played in Cincinnati. It almost had the feel of a Cincinnati home game because a lot of people, of course, sold their tickets to make the money, and which, you know, it's a capitalist world. I can't blame anybody for that. But don't criticize me for not thinking the Bills were going to win yesterday if you sold your tickets to make money off a Cincinnati fan. I mean, who's the worst person? I didn't benefit at all by the Bengals winning yesterday. But if you sold your tickets and you sold them for a good price, you probably did. So, you know, good for you. But it was embarrassing. I think the game could have been a blowout game. I'm not 100% sure why it wasn't a blowout game. But my goodness, to not even show up. And your only touchdown is on a Josh Allen run into the end zone. And then you nail a field goal. That was pretty sad. But I want to ask you, is it better to lose that way than it is to lose when you think your team is going to win, like what happened in Kansas City? And after the Kansas City game last year, a lot of people, including myself, thought, you know what? The Bills are maybe one or two pieces away from being a legitimate Super Bowl contender. And they went out, they got Von Miller. I thought, okay, this is good. Now the Bills are going to be solid on both sides of the ball. This is a Super Bowl contender. But then the guys kept going down with injuries, capped off by Von Miller's injury. And frankly, I think it was all over at that point. I mean, obviously, the Damar Hamlin situation, you know what? It could have been a source of tremendous inspiration for the Buffalo Bills. But for whatever reason, they laid an egg. They came up flat yesterday. Damar was it. By the way, you see the conspiracy theory going around the internet? That really wasn't Damar Hamlin that we saw yesterday. It was an actor playing Damar Hamlin. Like, okay, people, I don't have time for the, I mean, who has the time to propagate these kinds of things? Because I sure don't, man. It's hard enough keeping up with facts. But I mean, look, this loss to Cincinnati, first of all, I don't think there's anybody listening to my voice who believes the Buffalo Bills deserved to win that game yesterday. Cincinnati just outdid the Buffalo Bills in every aspect of the game, including coaching, by the way. They outdid the Buffalo Bills every aspect of the game. And the Bills looked like a team that was not even basically prepared to go up against the Cincinnati Bengals. And again, I think the score could have been a lot worse. As far as as far as losing in the way they did, you as a Bills fan and your humble host, we had time to process what was happening. Because the outcome of this game, I don't think, was ever in serious doubt. I really don't think anybody out there thinks, after seeing how bad they were, that the Bills were going to come back and win yesterday's game. I know they're a second half team. Yeah, well, that didn't really work out. Because if you can't come out fired up and just, I mean, especially against an injured Cincinnati offensive line, that was not a good performance at all. But it's better that they lose that way than one of these dramatic Greek tragedy losses like last year in Kansas City. But again, getting back to the point, last year it looked like the Bills were so close. You could almost taste a Super Bowl, right? Do you have that feeling this year? Because I don't. I look at the way the season ended with a whimper, and I think they're a lot further away now than they were this time last year. So it's kind of a weird paradox, because I'd much rather lose that way than lose another Greek epic tragedy football game for a Buffalo sports team. I'd much rather lose that way than the other way. But in that sense, it's easier. But in the sense of looking ahead to next season, it is it's not quite as rosy. And anybody feel that way about the situation? Like this loss, we had time to process it during the game, and it wasn't even close. But at the same time, the rosy feeling of looming championship next year, I'm not feeling it. Maybe Von Miller will put out another video at the start of next season, which will change my mind like he did before the start of this season. Very emotional video saying, hey, I'm aware of the history, wide right, Memphis miracle, 13 seconds, but that all changes. Well, unfortunately, it changed, but the end result was the same. And I feel horrible for those of you who are, living, breathing, sleeping, eating the Buffalo Bills, because you have wanted a championship, a Super Bowl championship, for so long. And this isn't going to be the year. And are you going to root? There's another team that is a possible Super Bowl winner that has not won a Super Bowl, and that is the Cincinnati Bengals. So even though the Buffalo Bills are out of it, I got to root for Cincinnati the rest of the way. The Eagles have won a Super Bowl in recent memory. the 49ers won a bunch of Super Bowls in somewhat recent memory. The Chiefs have won a Super Bowl in very recent memory. The Bengals are a team like the Buffalo Bills. They've been there, but they've never walked away with the trophy. So I hope that the Bengals destroy the Kansas City Chiefs. I hope they destroy them, and I hope they destroy the Eagles. I expect the Eagles, I think the Eagles are going to be in, and Kansas City and Cincinnati, a toss-up. I don't know how badly Mahomes is injured. He is the franchise, like Josh Allen is the franchise, but it'll be interesting to see how they cover Kelce in the AFC Championship game. But anyway, your thoughts on what we all had to witness yesterday. Again, easier loss to take, but the offseason is just not feeling as rosy to me. You know, I don't know if that makes any sense to you. Let's go to Dan in Pennsylvania. Dan, you are on WBEN. Hello.
Hey, Tom, I have to agree with you. You're right on the money. The Bills looked like they were flat yesterday, and after watching the playoff game the week before in Cincinnati's game, they looked like they were going to thump the Bills, and they did. But yesterday was a definite argument for a dome stadium.
Well, you know what? I'd like more of your thoughts on that, because I don't think a dome, as far as yesterday's game, I don't think the dome would have changed the outcome of yesterday's game. I'm looking ahead to the future in a game where you've got, you know, two teams that are equally talented and equally playing well. It would just suck to see the Bills lose because of a weather situation, which could be prevented with a dome.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't think the result yesterday would be any different, do you?
No, it wouldn't have changed a thing.
I mean, you can say maybe if Diggs had been a little bit faster, the overthrown ball wouldn't have been overthrown, and maybe that would change the momentum of the game. But that's a really big maybe, because that still doesn't account for their guy being wide open in the end zone.
That's true. You know, that's why you have to play them.
So build a dome is what you're saying.
I think that would help.
Well,
it wouldn't have solved the problem yesterday. You need some players that really want a Super Bowl.
Well, okay. Was it a question of, I'm trying to figure out the whole psychology of this thing. I mean, was this just a season where the Bills, number one, the expectations were so great. Number two, the injuries just piled up and piled up and piled up. And Von Miller, I thought, was the cherry on top of the poop sundae for the Buffalo Bills.
The injuries really hurt. I mean, they had great expectations from last year's playoff run to the start of the season. But, like, you know, when Von, the whole thing went downhill.
When Von Miller went out, yeah, and the look on his face told you all you needed to know. But looking ahead to next year, do you have that feeling of hope that you had after the Kansas City game last year?
Personally, no.
Yeah, I don't either. I hope I am wrong, but I don't either. And how Josh Allen was able to avoid significant injury this year with everything he had to do to single-handedly, it seems, carry the Bills to victory in some games, I don't know. But, you know, obviously he had the elbow injury, certainly aware of that. But, you know, as far as an ACL or something like that, he was able to dodge that. But, yeah, it was pretty ugly. Now, are you going to be rooting for Cincinnati the rest of the way, or at this point do you not care?
I really don't care, but if I do root, it'll be for the Eagles.
Oh, how can you root for a Philadelphia team? Just because you're in Pennsylvania?
Pretty much.
Dan,
basically,
Dan, I must say that any sports team in Philadelphia, I always root against them, and that goes back to the 74-75 Philadelphia Flyers defeating the Buffalo Sabres in the Stanley Cup Finals. I've never forgiven Philadelphia for that, and to add insult to injury, as that playoff series was going on, Elton John's Philadelphia Freedom was a big song.
Okay.
So that is my logic, which isn't very logical. But, Dan, thank you. I appreciate the call, and good luck.
Yep, thanks.
All right, thank you. It is 2:26 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Yeah, I don't think, you know, again, I don't see the dome. If they put a dome up, I think we're still talking about a Buffalo Bills loss today because they weren't ready to play. They weren't prepared to play. And Cincinnati just manhandled the Bills on their first two possessions. And the Bills just, you know, sometimes you can take a spark from that. Sometimes you can take momentum, not momentum, but you can be inspired by that. Say, oh, my, we got to turn it up. We got to step on the gas here. But that was just not the case yesterday. And maybe they just don't have the horses to do it, which you know, is really unfortunate. And, you know, the thing, too, is, you know, again, your thoughts on the game yesterday. Do you have the same feeling this year as you did last year? This loss to me was easier to take. But at the same time, I don't have that feeling that I had after last year that they're only a player or two away. I've got a feeling that the gulf is a lot greater between the pretenders and the contenders than I did last year. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And those of you who are at the game, what was the mood at the stadium? Because it was tough to say. All I know is at the very end of the game, I thought it was being played in Cincy.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it.
Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, your take on what you saw yesterday, I'm presuming that you most likely watched the Bills game. Maybe some of you were there in person as the Bills fell to the Cincinnati Bengals. And is this year's loss easier to take than last year's loss? I think it is, personally, because had time to process the whole thing. It didn't come as some last-minute thunderbolt or some 13-second thunderbolt as last year's game at Kansas City did for the Buffalo Bills and fans. And watched yesterday's game in the same place watched last year's game against Kansas City. It's a very private place called Debbie's Basement. And the feeling driving home yesterday from Debbie's Basement was significantly less sorrowful, I guess would be, stinging would be another word, than it was yesterday. And I attribute that to being able to process it over a period of an hour and a half, 2 hours, the fact that the Bills season was going to come to an end, barring some miracle which looked increasingly unlikely and obviously did not take place as the game went on. But, you know, the situation with the dome, I so wish that this new stadium they're going to build would have a dome, and not a retractable dome, because a retractable dome, it costs thousands of dollars every time you open and close a retractable dome. Not a big fan of those. Just build a domed stadium, because in the future, let's just say a game like last year's Bills-Chiefs game, okay, playoff game, where both teams are basically equal. Wouldn't it have sucked instead of losing the way the Bills lost in 13 seconds last year, to have lost because of some weather-related injury or one of our guys loses footing going down the field and would have been open for the game-winning touchdown, but obviously the snow was nothing that he could run on. It seems to me that you want to give a home field advantage for winter weather is not really a home field advantage for winter weather. I think it's a detriment to both teams, and it in particular is a detriment to guys like Josh Allen. Obviously, not Joe Burrow, but Josh Allen did not have a particularly good day yesterday. I'd be hard-pressed to think of anybody who had a particularly good day yesterday. There were some good plays here and there, but basically it was Cincinnati's game. Do you believe that this is an easier loss to take than was the loss to the Kansas City Chiefs last year? And conversely, and again, look, I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer here, but last year when the Bills lost, most people had the thought, okay, they're only a couple of pieces away from being contenders and not pretenders. And the downside of yesterday and the way they lost yesterday is, you know what, maybe it's more than a couple of pieces away. Maybe there are some bigger issues here that they're going to have to address in the offseason. And you know, specifically what those are, I'll let the guys down the hall handle that. But it was pretty sad. I mean, home field advantage is supposed to be home field advantage. And the 12th man is supposed to be the 12th man. And yesterday, I mean, they mute the sound on TV. You know that. That's why I was hoping I'd get somebody who was actually at the game to call in. And personally, and I'm not embarrassed about this at all. Personally, I'd rather watch the game not at the stadium. I want to get all of the camera angles. I want to get as much information as I can, as quickly as I can. And what's interesting is people with the Damar Hamlin tragedy, people at home had a better idea of what was going on than the people who were actually at the stadium in Cincinnati did. People there, a lot of them were just scratching their heads walking out. They had no idea. They could not grasp fully what had just happened in the game against Cincinnati. And that's another reason, too, why I did not think the Bills were going to win yesterday's game, because prior to its cancellation, Cincinnati looked pretty good against the Buffalo Bills. Yes, there was not that much of the game that was played, but I didn't like what was unfolding prior to that situation taking place. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. And let's go to Art in Williamsville. Art, you are on. You were at the game.
I was, Tom. And just to touch on what you were just talking about, it was really disappointing for me to see all the Cincinnati fans there. I mean, as a season ticket holder, you could do what you want with your tickets. You can sell them, keep them, go to the games. But I, out of all the games I've been to this year, which is all of them, I have never seen a bigger opposition presence than yesterday, which I would think would be more filled with Bills fans than any other game that we had going this year. It was really disappointing to me. And the shouts during our offensive plays, they were all around us. I was surrounded by Cincinnati fans, which, you know, God bless them, but we should have had a bigger Bills fan base than we did. And we had it for all the other games. But this game, for some reason, there was a ton of Cincinnati fans there. And like I said, during our offensive downs, they were yelling and screaming almost as loud as we were.
Well, I mean, one reason is, I mean, Cincinnati is only a 6.5-hour drive from Buffalo, so that might be one of the reasons why those tickets were scooped up by Cincinnati fans.
I agree with that. You're right. They're close by. But where I sit, it's the majority of season ticket holders, and those people had to sell those tickets for Cincinnati to be there. And I, you know, obviously you could do what you want with your tickets, but I just didn't think it was the right thing to do. I think we should have all been there supporting our team, and it just didn't seem like we had that support for this particular game like we had in games past.
So do you think, I want you to be honest with me, I'm just asking this as a question, do you think that people who sold their tickets yesterday Do you think that they somehow were traitors to the Buffalo Bills, that they let the Bills down, the 12th man let the Bills down?
Yeah, yes. I only say that because where I sit, there's always different people sitting next to me. But every game this year so far, it's been Bills fans that have taken those seats. But not yesterday. I was literally surrounded by Cincinnati fans, which in past games this season, I haven't had that experience. So I wouldn't call them traitors, but I would say they took advantage. They were advantageous people that took advantage of what they could probably get their tickets for. I mean, I probably could have sold my ticket for, maybe $200-$300, and that's twice as much as I paid for them. So, I get it, but in a game where we really need Buffalo to be present, it just didn't seem like we were. And to your point about it being not as exciting or kind of mellow, I would agree with you. And I think it's because Cincinnati had a big presence.
Were there so many Bengals? And by the way, anybody else who is at the game, I want to hear from you whether you disagree or agree with what Art is saying. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. What percentage of people, just based on the jerseys, were Bengals fans? Was it 20%? Not just around you, but at the stadium, what you could see?
Yeah. So for past games, I would say maybe 5% of the people were rooting for the opposition. This was, I would say, at least 10%. At least. And that's a lot of people. That's a lot of people yelling and screaming when Josh is trying to throw the ball. I don't know if it was a big distraction to him, but to me, it didn't make me feel good. I'll tell you that. It didn't give me the camaraderie that I usually have when I go to these games.
So you're used to seeing a whole bunch of the same faces. You're used to high-fiving the same people, and the people you usually high-fived, the ones you could actually high-five somebody, they weren't around.
No, they weren't. And that was really disappointing. It was disappointing.
So when the Bills fans were making all the noise when Burrow was trying to get his team going, how deafening was it compared to other games?
It didn't seem as loud. It was still loud. Obviously we did have the majority of the audience, but it wasn't. It just seemed different. There was a weird sensation. It wasn't. I just didn't feel like I had felt the other games. I didn't feel the bond. I didn't feel the excitement. It was just different.
Did you happen to catch, as somebody who was at the game, Stephon Diggs having some words with Josh Allen, which didn't exactly look like, I hope you're having a good New Year?
Well, I sit on the visitor's side, so I really couldn't see the bench that well. So I did not see that. No.
Gotcha. All right. The visitor's side is where you were. The situation you've talked about that with the crowd. As an individual who's been to every single game this year, I'd like your overall view, not just of yesterday's loss, but the season in general and the emotional up and down, the roller coaster that it was. I would like to know, for example, if you agree or disagree with my premise that if Von Miller was the guy who's going to put the Bills over the hump, the Super Bowl became out of reach the minute Von Miller got wheeled out of that game.
Yeah, it seems as though our bubble was slowly leaking once that happened. And then when DeMar went down, it's just like we couldn't capture the focus. That's what it kind of seemed like. We were out of focus. And I get that DeMar going down is a big deal. I mean, obviously it's just a game and life or death is much more important. But once those things happened, you're right. The focus just didn't seem like it was there. And to me, the telltale game was against Miami last week. I thought we were going to lose that game, and they played a better game than us. I think we were just, I don't want to say we were lucky because we did, watching. I always watch the little quick YouTube.
Highlight. As do I.
Highlight of the game. So you get to see things you don't get to see from a distance. But I thought last week I didn't think we were going to win today. Yesterday, and of course I was right. But I wasn't the only one that felt that way. A lot of us all had that feeling that we're in trouble.
That's, well, they believe me. Believe me, as somebody who posted on Facebook that I didn't think the Bills were going to win last Monday. I didn't think they're going to win against the Bengals. Believe me, you didn't want to publicly state that.
No.
I found that out. I was the most hated man in Western New York last week, and probably today as well, because, as you know, my Facebook post influences the outcome of a game. You know, it clearly did. Clearly,
you're definitely a trendsetter and a big impact.
Oh, I'm sure the Bills read that post and said, well, if Tom says it, we just can't win every last one of them. But the feeling heading into the offseason, I want to touch on that with you. Last year versus this year, give me your take.
No, you're right. Last year, I was definitely more confident about this season than I am about our next season. And I just don't know, you know, I have a feeling people are going to leave and that's going to break up, you know, a good team. But, you know, like Josh said in his news conference today, it's a business. He understands that. But we're not going to have the same team we have this year. Like we just didn't have the same team as we had last year. And I think last year was probably the better team. And you know, circumstances, be as they may, we lost. But nonetheless, you're right. Next year, I don't have the same confidence.
Well, and the thing is, too, when Von Miller finally gets back, is he going to be the same Von Miller?
He's getting older. I mean, I forget how old he is. What, he's in his 30s, right?
I'll give you an exact age here in just a moment.
Yeah,
so I don't go to his birthday parties, so he's never invited me. Imagine that. Von Miller's 33.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm nothing against him. He's in great shape. He's a great player. I just don't, you know, as you get older, you're just not the same. Trust me, you're not the same as you were when you were 23. So you know, I don't think he is the make or break. I think there's a couple people that really give to that, and two of them were out yesterday. Von Miller being one, and the other guy, the other defensive guy, Jones.
Well, on the bright side, Matt Milano.
He's my favorite player, and I've worn his jersey to every game.
Yeah, I've got Allen jerseys and Von Miller jerseys. So apparently I'm bad luck to Mr. Miller. See, he should invite me to his parties. But I thank you very much, Art. I appreciate the call. Glad you made the game, but very interesting. Thank you. All right, those of you who were at the game, do you share what Art just had to say about like 10% of the crowd being from Cincinnati? And if you're a season ticket holder, the people around you, did they sell out to the Cincinnati people? I mean, I can understand that because Cincinnati and Buffalo, you know, it's only a 6.5-hour drive. It's a pain in the butt to fly Cincinnati to Buffalo. As far as I know, there's no direct flights. You got to hook up in what, Detroit, Pittsburgh, Chicago, one of those, maybe Atlanta, where you could do the Joe Beamer special and go to Denver and then to Buffalo, what Joe Beamer was going to do to fly to Atlanta. But it's, you know, it's a difficult pill to swallow. And, you know, you just kind of wonder what the breaking point was for the Buffalo Bills and what yesterday's game means, the way in which they lost. And again, last year it was a titanic battle on the field. It was a slugfest on the field, back and forth. This game yesterday, it was how do I say this? There was not a single time yesterday where I felt, you know what? Yes, I'm going to be wrong. Good, Bills, show me wrong. There was not a single moment I thought the Bills were going to come back and win that game. And I think most of that was dictated by the ease with which the Bengals marched down the field and made the score 14-0, just like that, in the blink of an eye. If you were running a few minutes late to your party destination, you missed what basically set the tone for the entire game. And, you know, the other thing, too, you know, looking at the big picture here, you get to reach a certain age, And you really start to legitimately wonder if you are ever going to live to see the Buffalo Bills win a Super Bowl or the Buffalo Sabres winning a Stanley Cup. And it's interesting. I refer to this a lot, but you know, I go back to the 1974-1975 Sabres, and I was a little kid then, and they went down 4-2 to the Philadelphia Flyers. Again, that's why I'm not a big fan of Philadelphia or anything having to do with Philadelphia, but except maybe my paycheck. But anyway, that's a different story for a different day. But anyway, you think when you're around 12 years old, you think, well, you know what? I'm 12 years old now. And come on, at some point, by the time I'm 60 years old, the Sabres are going to win a Stanley Cup. They have to, right? And they haven't. And they're not going to by the time. So that's a long time, 12 years old to 60 and no Stanley Cup. That's a very long time. And the same thing with the Bills. And I was just a kid for the glory years of the AFL. I was a kid. I was not conscious at that point. But as far as the Super Bowl, some people wanted to know how this compared to the Super Bowl losses. The Super Bowl losses, again, the only game that was close was the Giants game that went down to wide right. The other games weren't even close, and you had time to process the fact that the Bills were not going to win the Super Bowl. And with every succeeding trip to the Super Bowl, I think it's safe to say that expectations went down. Their best shot was that game against the New York Giants, and they just couldn't seal the deal. But that's what Smoking Man in X-Files had to say, that it was decided in high chambers that the Buffalo Bills would never win a Super Bowl. But anyway, just the bigger picture situation is really is. And I think you're legitimately, you're not, I don't think you're weird if you legitimately ask yourself, are you going to be alive in time to see the Buffalo Bills win the Super Bowl? And with every playoff loss, it becomes statistically more and more unlikely. And I have to admit, I'd like to see it once, preferably more times. Like to see the Sabres raise the Stanley Cup. And just once, I would like to see a Buffalo team on locker clear-out day leave with a championship trophy in their hands. Just once, I would like to see that. At least just once. But it does become frustrating where every playoff game, every last game of the season for the Sabres or the Bills in the playoffs has been the last game. After a few years, after a few decades, after a quarter of a century, after half a century, it gets a little old. I guess that would make any win all the sweeter, right? All right, it is 2:56 at News Radio 930 WBEN. We will shift gears heading into the 3 o'clock hour on WBEN. I'm going to bring you something that I said I was going to do last Friday, and I kind of ran out of time because something else came up, and sometimes things work that way. On News Radio 930 WBEN.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.